Would you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Roads?
No, ma'am, roads that you drive along.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I'm telling you too.
Well, like a road that doesn't have any paving on it, what might you call that?
I call it a swamp road.
Fine. And what about one that does have paving on it?
I call it a pale road.
Okay. Do you have a special name for a paved road that has a black surface?
Have what?
A black surface on it, that kind of paved road.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, what about one that, a paved road that has a light-colored surface? Do you have a special name for that?
Well, you sometimes have a yellow pale and white, and sometimes to be a black one.
Okay. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
Would you call it a field?
No, ma'am, I'm talking about the ditch that's dug out beside the road.
That's right.
Would you just call it a ditch?
Yes, ma'am, I call it a ditch.
Okay, that's fine. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
I call it a sourdough.
Okay.
That's an old loafing dog.
What do you call the gentle sound that horses make just before feeding time? When they go, like that?
I say they hunger.
Okay. And what do you call that sound that they make?
It'd be whickering, I say.
That's fine.
Brain for 17.
What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped, well, it's in the breast of the chicken, and it's shaped like this?
Pulpit. I call it a pool bone.
Fine. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut, and then it grows right back?
Yeah, I call it the second growth.
Good. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
I call it cornbread.
And what do you call something that's made out of cornmeal that you make up into a little ball?
Grits.
No, ma'am, you make up the cornmeal into a little ball and you cook it with turnip salad?
That's right. I call it dumplings.
Okay. And what about the kind that you make up into a little ball and you fry it when you fry fish?
Well, I may call it mush, cornbread mush or something like that.
Well now, is mush the kind that you eat in a bowl?
Yes, ma'am, in a bowl that you cook with young greens.
Uh-huh.
Make soup, I call it.
Okay, fine. Well now, have you ever heard people talk about hush puppies?
Yes, I hear it. I ain't never made none, but I've hear it.
Now, what would the hush puppies be, do you know?
Cornbread.
Well, are they the kind that people fry?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now, what about kush? Do you all ever have kush?
Yes, make it out of cold bread.
And
onions.
Uh-huh.
Put black pepper in.
And do you put milk or something over it, or?
I don't about nobody else.
Uh-huh. And what is it that you call that?
I call that kush.
Okay. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
I call it ash cake.
Did you ever make any like
that? Yes, I made several of them.
Well, now, when you make them like that, do you wrap the bread up in something before you cook it?
Yes.
Would you tell me how you make that kind of bread?
Well, you just make an ash cake up just like you're making up pone bread or something, and round it, and put it in a piece of paper. I have cooked it in the field in oak leaves.
For goodness sake.
I wrapped it up and cooked it and get on, I wash it.
Uh-huh.
And weed it.
Ooh, it sounds good.